Hello and good evening, everybody. This is Stefan Kasyan, and we have another exciting edition of Guerrilla Economic Survival Tactics. I'll be your moderator and host, and we have a very exciting program lined up with a very key element and speaker in the world of auctions, and we're going to cover that in a moment. Today is June 1st, 2009, and the reason why we're making this call right now is as you know, right now the real estate market's in turmoil. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty, and now you can turn that uncertainty into cash. And it's so important now more than ever to have the latest and greatest strategies because the world is changing very, very quickly. You know, it reminds me of the story a little bit of when my cousin came to visit me from the East Coast, and I live out here in Arizona. We went to a zoo, and you know, we like cats, so we were looking at the lions and the tigers getting fed. And you saw the zookeeper threw in the meat. And what was so interesting to see is that the lion got the lion's share of the meat. And all the other people were left, all the other animals were left fighting for scraps. And in the business world, it's the same way. In the real estate world, it's the same way. Unless you're getting the lion's share, unless you're dominating your market with the latest strategies, you're going to get the scraps, and who can afford that anymore? So today's call will focus on the latest online auction secrets. These are important updates, and the newest proven strategies to get your home sold, rented, or occupied as fast as a single weekend to an eager bidder, easier than ever. And whether you're new at auctions, whether you're new at online strategies, or you're an advanced person, you've done auctions before, or you've sold properties online before, this call is for you. We're going to cover the basics and throw in some advanced strategies and secrets. And I'd really like you to stay on the entire call and take very careful notes, because at the end of the call, I will be announcing a very special resource that has done some of our online auctions. You can take advantage of it immediately. We value it at least $1,000. Because of what it's been able to generate for us. Now, this is not a sales call. I know you've heard that before, but this really is not. This is an informal conversation. We're going to load it up with as much information as we can. You have two of some of the best experts in the auction and online business. And I also want to invite you to add your questions in as soon as you can. Think of any question you have, and please send it right in. Dustin, can you explain to us how people can throw in questions if they have them?
Absolutely. You can go to the GoToWebinar interface and use the question box. You can actually send in your questions, and we'll be answering them towards the end of the call.
So I'll be your host, Auction Powers. I have a great story about that. It was, I think, 2001 or 2002 when I was first getting into real estate auctions. I had some great real estate successes, but it really wasn't where I thought it was going to go. I always had the nagging problem of, always had the fear in the back of my mind whenever I'd get a property, how do I know I can get it sold? How do I know I can get it moved? And I was actually tapped on the shoulder by Jeff Collar, Mr. Pre-Foreclosure, and Dustin and I know him pretty well. He thought I was, you know, so animated and everything that he said, look, I heard about your successes with auctions. I want you to go ahead and teach us on stage. And Austin Powers was sort of an inside joke of mine with Jeff, and it was just an easy name to come up with, Auction Powers. Yeah, baby. Next slide, please. Now we're going. Okay. So a little bit more background about me. I actually earned a doctorate in psychology, and how that's so important and relevant to auctions, because auctions and marketing and this online world is all about behavior. I've mastered the study of behavior. I spent 7 years studying behavior and the mind, so you don't have to. Probably the only person in the country right now holding this kind of a background in psychology with marketing and real estate. So I can bring you a unique combination of insights that you can't get anywhere else. And I've done real estate since 96 for $100 down with my first house. I know you too, Dustin. You've done a lot of deals, and your similar deal, your first one was very similar like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been doing, you know, building a real estate investor website since 96 and have been self-unemployed since about that time. I actually got into real estate investing around 1999.
Thank you, Dustin. Dustin will be my guest expert tonight. I couldn't think of anyone better. I've handpicked him, researched around the country who is the best person offering online strategies for selling properties and specifically using auction type strategies to get an even more accelerated result with auctions. I've also had the privilege and pleasure of working with Dolph DeRoos. I met him in 2001 in Sydney at a Robert Kiyosaki conference. And since then, he was one of the speakers, and we've hit it off. Since then, we've written a book together about auctions. He may be a speaker at an upcoming webinar that you're listening to. He has a lot of insights to offer because he's worked around the world. One thing I noticed was that auctions dominate the way properties are sold in other countries, especially the UK, Australia, New Zealand, many of the English-speaking countries. It forms 70 to 90% of the way homes are sold. So you still are, once again, at the crest of a big wave that is sweeping this country. By now, all of you have sold on eBay. That's just a moot point. I used to ask years ago on class, seminars I'd be teaching, hey, how many of you guys have used eBay? A lot of hands that go up. Now, virtually everyone has heard of or used eBay, and you know how exciting an auction is. You also know you pay more than you normally would sometimes. You also know it's a great way to sell properties by auction or sell virtually anything that way. So auctions have become a household word, and we're using that to our advantage right now because in this call, we will talk about how to get a property sold with eBay. In addition to all the strategies we're going to cover, Dustin is the expert here. He'll be discussing how you can maximize these strategies and get a property sold through an online auction that you control. It's done all for you very easily, effortlessly, very automated. So ready to pump up your auction powers? I sure hope so. Yeah, baby. So we're going to cover Craigslist strategies, eBay strategies, Dustin's online technology, Q&A. Once again, please note any questions you have and send them in as you go. Anything you want to ask us, we want to hear about it. We want to make sure this call is for you. I'm doing this not because I have to, not because, you know, I need the money. I do it because I love it. I do it because I'm grateful to all the other gurus and mentors out there who helped get Dustin and me to where we are today. And it's just a matter of paying it forward. And it's a real joy to do this. This is what I love to do and share what I learn. And I learn as I share, too.
Okay, and I was going to say, I just want to remind everybody, too, Stefan, you do this call every month on the first Monday of the month. So just I want to remind everybody to mark their calendars.
And every Monday, basically what I've done is I find out from you, our listeners and our clients, what you really need to make your business sizzle, to prosper during these challenging times, and to really make a fortune. And it, believe it or not, it is actually harder and more difficult than it's ever been. By harder, I mean if you're not staying advanced on the edges of development like Dustin and I are, you will be left behind like the other animals in the jungle, eating the scraps versus getting the lion's share. Even think about when Russia, the Iron Curtain fell, and the communism fell, and capitalism was coming in. There was even more rich and more poor. Billionaires were made in a matter of months or overnight, and there were even more poor people left at the end of the rope. So this is what I predict coming into the future in the next year ahead. Some of us listening on this call will become mega, mega millionaires, well on our way to becoming billionaires. Some of you listening, quite frankly, you may not be any better than where you are right now if you don't implement these strategies. We want to make sure you're successful, and that's what we're here for. So what else we're going to do? Let's go to the next slide, please. Mouse is not responding. Okay. Well, we're going to go into sample Craigslist ads is going to be our next slide. But before I do that, I just want to cover some of the key benefits of auctioning. And you may have heard these before, but you really want to pay attention again because there's some unique benefits available to you by selling properties online and selling properties by auction and combining those two. So some of the best benefits of auctioning is, number one, your price can only go up from where you start. And that's a key thing because if you sell a property conventionally, you list the price and people try to bid you downward in most situations. And right now, people are auction hungry because they smell bargains. They know bargains are out there, and they want to bid up. The other benefit, I say, is control, because when you market a property properly by focusing a lot of marketing to a certain property in a certain period of time, you get a property sold. You can control literally down to the weekend, and Dustin and I will show you plenty of examples of that, example after example, how you can get a property sold that way. Another benefit is that you can finally put an end to the vacancies that you're worried about. If you do what we teach you correctly and you learn as you go, you will be able to get a property filled and not worry about vacancies ever again. Because by hosting a down payment auction, which Dustin and I will cover, you can literally get a buyer within 2 weekends, or as little as a single weekend, with some kind of a down payment who wants to get into your house. And we can't tell you how important that is and how valuable that is. Another benefit of auctioning is that because of all this control you're going to get, you can buy with confidence, knowing that any property you get, you can sell with confidence as well. And many of us are reluctant to buy in this market. We see a lot of great deals, but we're not sure if we can sell. So this gives you a doorway, a pathway to master your market like no one else. And by being ahead of the competition, you can be the lion, getting the lion's share of the profits in your marketplace, unlike your competition. This gives you a chance to enjoy, you know, the rest of the month off. If you do an auction correctly, you can get your stuff sold within the next 2 weeks, take the rest of June off, and take the vacation you want with your spouse or your family or for yourself. Play life on the golf course if you like. And these are all why we got started in real estate. So auctions can really get the excitement back. And let's face it, auctions are fun to do. Dustin and I have had a thrilling time doing these, and we're glad to share, and I've had dozens and dozens of students report back with a lot of great success. And having studied thousands of auctions, the stuff just plain works. Some of us might think auctions are too difficult to do, they take too much work, or they've tried auctions before and they don't work because they've maybe not done all the right things. Let me tell you that those things are myths. An auction can and will work everywhere, anywhere. History has proven it. Trustee sales have proven it at the courthouse. That's the way banks get rid of their properties. It's only a matter of tweaking the system, and often there is a missing element there that maybe someone else didn't teach you, or it was missing in your ingredients. So we're going to cover these points and give you a chance to review and refresh. All right, so let's go first to our Craigslist postings. Next slide, please. We're going to run through a few different examples. Craigslist is an incredible medium to get a property sold. Dustin, you want to run through this example for us?
Well, these are just a few examples of different Craigslist ads that we and our customers use to post on Craigslist. This one's a really simple, homemade-looking ad that one customer did. I'll show you a couple more.
And as you see in these ads, the key elements are you deserve to own a home, a unique selling proposition. You state a few problems. The student did a great job of just making it very related. It's not too perfect or professional, which I think is good. Even if a few misspellings are in there, believe it or not, in this kind of a situation, it creates a little bit more credibility. Right now, students in the marketplace is afraid to deal with people who are looking too slick. The ad isn't too slick. It's beautiful. You have interior pictures. And you talk about the description of the house. You tell people where they can go next. They can click there for more information. So this is just a normal Craigslist ad, and Craigslist works like gangbusters. I'd say virtually all our homes right now are sold by signs, Craigslist, and auctioning. Keep going.
Yeah, this is an example. This is a homemade generic ad that one of the students put together.
Okay, next slide. Okay, now I got controls. Good. This is another one of your students. Good example. So, anything you want to say about this one?
Yeah, this is a sample ad. You notice the top of it starts out as text, but if you advance to the next slide, you'll see the pictures and everything down below. All right, so this is the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to the previous ad, but this one has more description, text description, and more pictures. But once again, it's got that homemade look. It's not a professional-looking slick ad.
The key with Craigslist postings is to have good photos. You have a detailed description. The seller has an easy way to get contact for them. And Craigslist, the key is really repetition. But you really want to stand the prop- let the property stand out from itself. So offering a property no qualifying, it gets you standing out like a needle in a haystack. Actually, it's not like a needle in a haystack. It sticks out, and it gets you the calls. If you look on Craigslist, you know, virtually 50 of the calls, 50 of the ads are all about buying a house. Normally, they go by price. But if you add no bank qualifying in there, that's what will get people interested.
Yep, you have to add those powerful, unique selling propositions for sure.
Okay. This is one of our examples. I have somebody I use to do Craigslist postings for us. And one of our brokers who does the Craigslist postings, I actually work with a real estate agent, believe it or not. One of the reasons I do it is that it gives extra credibility. We run stuff through the real estate agent's brokerage company, so their insurance covers any errors in omission. So if there's ever a mix-up, that insurance is extra protection. My broker uses a template. And this template includes a description of the property. It has a nice coloring feature. As you can see, $0 deposit on here. That does get some attention. We're offering this one strictly for a lease because it's a short sale. Again, this example is just for teaching purposes to show you the different forms of Craigslist ads. This one, we actually offer an incentive, a $300 gas voucher, like a gas card right now. Because gas is expensive for many people. I know the price is going down a little, but this is an incentive. So when someone gets into this property does need work. That's why we want to make it as easy as possible for someone to buy. But as a $0 deposit, if we're doing a down payment auction using Craigslist as one of our resources, we'll start with a $100 deposit. Best down payment gets it. So that's just one more way to test the ad and get some results here. Okay, let's see. Okay, great. I got controls back. Excuse me one moment. Back a slide. We jumped ahead here. Okay, one more ahead. Okay, this is another great example. Dustin, you have any more comments on this? This looks like one of your students.
Yeah, the one you just showed that your realtor did for you was an example of a postlet.com posting.
Yeah,
where you can post your properties up on Postlet and actually feed them into Craigslist. This is another similar template that could be used for the same purpose. And if you advance the slide, you'll see the bottom of it. So it's very similar. So you can create these templates for your properties and use them over and over again and just change the information out. That way they all look nice and neat and attractive.
And it also goes back to using a system, as with auctioning properties, and breaking the code, cracking the code. Once you've done the first one, you know, it really is a breakthrough, and you know it works. Just like you've done your first deal, I want you guys to think back to doing your first deal, what that felt like, and realize that there may be the same learning curve. You're going to break through with auctioning or getting properties sold online. Once you do, you're going to enjoy some of the benefits like we are. The template's especially good, and this creates a system. And Dustin and I, what we like to do for ourselves and teach our clients and students, really have your own systems in place. And this is a perfect example of how beautiful a system is. A template is a system. As with our broker, my broker is a system where once we have a property ready, he keeps reposting. And he gets paid a percentage of the rental or percentage of the total resale value. It's just the way we've decided to do it. He used to be just my marketing guy, but he got licensed, so now he does it this way, and it works out well, believe it or not. Having a brokerage posted, sometimes some people are afraid it turns clients away because they want to deal with a private person, but it also builds credibility, especially in our market, because foreclosures are being abused right now. There are stories of private owners listing or selling homes, actually selling homes privately or taking rent deposits, but they don't even have the title. They don't even have control of the home. At least if someone sees a brokerage is involved, they have some recourse. They have more protection and security. So this is a purchase price auction flyer. Dustin, cover us some of the features about this.
Well, I just wanted to point out that, you know, the flyers on Craigslist and that you were just showing can be template-based. You can have one for your down payment auctions, one for your retail auctions, one for your first-time home buyer auctions, and one for your rental auctions as you use them over and over again. Well, the one you're looking at here on the screen is an example of a paper flyer. We tried to see how much information we could cram on one piece of paper front and back to do the same purpose. We take these flyers and flyer the entire neighborhood around the property where we're having the auction. We'll flyer cars at the Home Depot parking lot or Walmart, anywhere in the area in the vicinity of where we're selling the property. And we'll put out thousands of these paper flyers in addition to posting them online.
That's really a good key. One thing I like about this, too, agents welcome. It makes it very friendly. We're talking about purchase price auctioning here. So $129,900 or best reasonable offer. So $129,000 was the basement with no ceiling, no upper limit. What did this house end up selling for, Dustin?
It was $220,000.
Okay. So you see how by pricing it low, you got a ton of attraction of buyers. I like how you have an application right there along with the property, along with the flyer. Makes it so easy. And it puts people in a mode of saying yes. This is part of the yes ladder in the marketing.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple good points. The agent's welcome was very key. Agents tend to bring in a lot of buyers for us, especially when they know they're protected. So we try to create a little circus around our auction where everybody knows about it. We'll have put tons of signs in the neighborhood, in the yard. We'll flyer the neighborhood repeatedly to let everybody know that we're having an auction. And more often than not, realtors will bring in a lot of customers, a lot of potential buyers. So we want to make sure they know that they're welcome and that they are protected.
And good point. And realtors are our friends. Go ahead, Dustin.
And I was going to say that application on the back was for the purpose of getting people pre-qualified, hopefully before the auction, so that they would know what they could bid. And if you can't get them pre-qualified, often you can have a mortgage broker at the house to pre-qualify people there on the spot.
Yeah, that's the key. Once again, we're making it very easy for them to buy. Another reason why realtors like auctions is that they know they're going to get paid sooner. They know instinctively that a buyer will buy, and there's motivation there for them to perform and move forward, so they're eager to get a commission sooner. When a buyer buys at a real estate auction, generally their commitment level is higher because they've worked for the property. There's a little bit of wrestling and to-ing and fro-ing, and let's face it, that's what people like. We're more satisfied with an eBay deal that we've had to do a little bit of bidding back and forth to get and still come out with a good price. And this is an exciting down payment auction flyer. The reason I like this because it leads us into some of our creative financing examples. In this day and age, it's harder for buyers to get a loan. So if you buy right, you can sell right. Selling with a down payment auction is a great way to sell because you're selling with no bank qualifying, which is one unique selling proposition. You're making it very easy to get into with a low down payment, another example. And by auctioning it, that adds a little bit of a turbo jet fuel edge because people know they have to jump on this or it's going to go. It will go somewhere, a lot more motivated. So, Dustin, tell us about this auction event that you did with the flyer.
Well, this was a down payment auction. And just like you were talking about earlier on some of your examples, Stefan, we were just trying to find the person with the most money. So we usually start at, like, the price is fixed, but the down payment is not. Often the monthly payment is fixed, but the down payment is not. So they bid that up. And if the down payment bid goes high enough, we'll be willing to actually reduce the monthly payment if it's justified. So if somebody came to me and said, hey, I got $20,000 down, is that the best you can do on that monthly payment? I'll obviously want to negotiate with them. But what you were saying about in this market having confidence when you buy, a lot of people are really nervous right now about doing subject twos and promising to make somebody's monthly payments. They may get 1 or 2, 3 months, maybe even more from the seller. But once those 2 or 3 months are up, they're on the hook for making those monthly payments. And that's the nice thing about the round robin auction is you can have them rather quickly and find a buyer rather quickly. And once you've done a few successfully, it'll give you a lot more confidence when you're out buying these houses, knowing that you can get them sold quickly. And the beauty of a round robin auction is only one person can actually win the bid. That means everybody else lost. And all the people that lost may want your next house in the same neighborhood or down the street when you buy one.
It really is effortless like that, and I couldn't think of any better way of saying it, Dustin. So I'm going to share a few other examples of auctions. I want you guys to get a sense of what really works. This is a home I did in Mesa, Arizona, one of my first few down payment auctions. This is a subject to home. I got the deed. I started around $500 down, and I ended up at $5,800. Normally in the marketplace, I would have gotten $2,000 or $3,000 if I were lucky. The house was on the market for 2 or 3 months, believe it or not. I put no bank qualifying, owner will finance, rent to own. I still did not get the interest level I wanted. And even though it's a great deal, again, people, let's face it, human nature, people can be lazy unless you really give them motivation, desire for gain, or fear of loss. And here, people are going to lose out on a great deal if they don't move forward. Rental is $1,200 a month or $149.5 in the price. And the irony is, this house later became worth about $270, $280. Now it's worth about $100 in this market in Arizona. So it's interesting to see them go up and down. This is what our ad looked like, a sample of what the ad blew up from the newspaper looked like. I have the cross streets, no bank qualifying, the center. That was a unique selling proposition. I described the house a little bit. $100 suggested opening down payment bid. So that's actually what the down payment was, not $500. I did an open house from 12 to 5. Go ahead, Dustin.
I was going to say, I recognize this ad, and I realize why you left the address out of the ad. I was wondering if you're going to share that with the audience, why you left the address out.
Well, several different reasons. One is I wanted to take the calls initially to capture the buyer's list. The calls actually went to me personally. I had such a hard time believing, will I get 50 or 100 calls? Believe me, my phone rang off the hook, and yours will too. Later, I've added a voicemail where people call into, and I can capture their data, and now I have a voicemail and website, so you just kind of get more sophisticated as you go. And I just want to control the flow. That's my main reason for having the address. What about you, Dustin?
Well, I was going to say that's the exact reason. A lot of people would avoid putting the address in their first ad, just simply to test the waters with these round-robin auctions and actually see how many people would call and respond.
Mm-hmm.
That way they could tell if they were going to have a successful round-robin auction or not by determining how much interest they generated.
Yeah.
Well, there's other ways to do that now, but that's how I did it too when I first started doing these years ago.
And here's a Chandler, another home in Chandler, Arizona. Beautiful home. This was several years ago, around 2003, 2004, I believe. Bought it subject to Arizona. This market was great for buying homes subject to. We offered it at $239.5. We got $6,000 down doing this as an auction. And believe it or not, let's go back to this example. We used a slide with a real estate agent and listed it in the MLS saying, best down payment gets it. And we left it very open-ended, like open house on this weekend. Ideally, we'll sell to the best down payment this open house. Lease option offers considered. So you can still work with a real estate agent together. And this is what we tested with the real estate agent. The buyer did not come from that. They actually came from the ad. And the story is, ironically, the auction itself was a flop. Not a lot of people showed. I don't know why that weekend. My assistant was there. She put a lot of signs out. A lot of people did not show up, but someone called the day after, and they really wanted the house. They were afraid someone else took it. They called in almost desperately, like, oh, my God, we want the house. We just heard about it. Can we see it? I showed it to them, and they're the ones who applied and wanted it. And because we offered it by auction, I think that created more scarcity in their mind. They were afraid of losing it already. And this is the kind of motivation that they needed to apply for it and grab it. I said, well, look, we will do another auction this weekend. However, if you reserve it with a deposit, the house is yours, and we won't go ahead and auction it off. So having that strength and control is a huge benefit. It's a hidden benefit, I'd say, of auctioning, because people kind of sense, you know how to get this house sold, and if they want it, they better grab it. And they liked it. They liked the lease option, and they later on refinanced it. We bought this one about, I'm guessing around 209. So our back end was pretty good. It was about $20,000-$30,000. Okay, so we're going to jump on to online auctions next. this is where we combine the Craigslist examples with the examples that Dustin and I gave you of auctioning properties, and really where the rubber meets the road. This is where it gets exciting because you're using, you're crossing, you're layering two examples at the same time of things that work, simultaneous strategies. And I'm a Dan Kennedy marketing student. In fact, I just got my copywriting certification from Dan Kennedy's Inner Circle group with Bill Glazer and his place. And it was a grueling experience. One of the biggest things I learned about Dan Kennedy and the, what he triggered called the phenomenon, how to accomplish more in 12 months than you will normally in the next 12 years, and that is doing things simultaneously and not sequentially. So doing things simultaneously would mean you might test your house online. You might sell it online. And you might try an auction, see how that works. Simultaneously means you get the best strategies and do them all at once because your competition will only try one thing at a time. That's how people normally think. But I look at doing things all at once. So this is why we went through two different sets of examples of online auctions. Online examples of selling a home and how to auction it. Now you see these two things crossing. This is where it gets really interesting. Okay, so just the basics. This is a round-robin auction where you, the owner, set the purchase price and monthly payment. You're going to start with a low starting down payment or price, and the highest reasonable bidder wins the property. And basically what it does is it takes you feature the property online with bidding and the convenience and flexibility of online use. Now, aren't we all online? Pretty much everyone is online right now, sometimes too much, but it's a fact. Pretty much we're close enough that we can bid through our phone. And Dustin, are we at that point yet with some of the technology you're working with? Can't we bid through our iPhone and through our iPod and BlackBerry?
You can, because they can get online. And because they can get online, they can bid online. And if they want to do it the old-fashioned way, they can simply, you can call them on their smartphone.
See that? So we're adapting the technology and meeting them exactly where they want to be. This makes buying a home and selling a home as easy as bidding on eBay. And in fact, we do accept PayPal funds online, and we're going to cover a few exciting examples of those shortly. So the online bidders create even more of a feeding frenzy for open house bidders. The beautiful thing is someone could be you open up your audience to anyone on the planet. Some of the eBay statistics are staggering. Basically, eBay has some of the largest numbers on the planet. Millions of people visit ebayrealestate.com daily and around the world. So you open up your market to anywhere and everywhere. Time and geography is no longer a boundary. So that means you can have that bidder from Europe who really likes your home get it. And this is a great hidden benefit if you're selling executive homes, luxury homes online.
I got a lead today from somebody in China wanting to buy a house, a foreclosure in New York City.
Is that amazing or what?
I see leads like that all the time. So the world is watching, and they do know that they can get homes over here a lot more affordably these days because of the economy we're in right now.
So exactly. One of my brokers from New York City speaks many languages, and she speaks Italian fluently. She has buyers from Italy calling her, wanting to buy properties left and right in Manhattan because it's like chicklets to them. Not only are the properties falling slightly, but the currency, America is on sale for these buyers. So just consider that too. You have a worldwide audience now. So you create even a bigger buyer's list by inviting online users in addition to open house attendees. In fact, open houses are becoming less and less necessary. I don't even have to show up at my open houses anymore. There have been auctions, believe it or not, where I just have the house unlocked and people show up. And people still bid and end up getting the house. So once you master the basics, it's very easy to do. And I do an open house for just an hour or two now. What about you, Dustin?
I was going to say, because earlier your example said from 12 to 5,
yeah.
I used to do them like that too, and I'd be at the house all day long.
Yeah.
So we do them for an hour to 2 hours at most now. That way the bidders tend to be there all at the same time and create that frenzy that you were talking about.
And what are your preferred hours of the weekend?
12 to 2, 2 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, same here. I like 12 to 2 because it's after church hours, and but I like to pay attention to see if there's any special events going on and work around those. Sometimes there is a special game or graduation. 12 to 2 is good. It's a little hot then if it's midsummer, so I also look at 2 to 4, but you can also test that in your particular market.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure it's not a major holiday or there's not some major sporting event on TV.
Yeah. Houses will sell still, but, you know, it does make sense to schedule it the best. I recommend that. Or you'll have to do it over two weekends. So some of the benefits Dustin and I will cover. This lets people of an online auction with a live round-robin auction, doing these both at the same time, doing an auction online. You allow people to see the house before the official open house. They can see it via lockbox code. This gives people a chance to buy now. You know how eBay has a buy now feature. You can get something you really want, get it now, grab it before someone else does. And Dustin has some special technology that he'll discuss either at this or even a future call, how we can capture that. And you'll get even a lot more interest that way from your marketplace. If someone wants the house and has money down, you can stop the auction. This is not the first time this happened with us. And starting the online auction before the open house gives people a chance to drive up the bid and create the demand. And that's the social proof also that's important. And here's a psychology term. Cialdini wrote a great book called Influence, I-N-F-L-U-E-N-C-E, Influence,
good
which
book.
I recommend everybody read. And it talks about how, sociologically speaking, if everybody sees, like, the reason why a rock star gets chased around is that everyone else is chasing them. It creates a phenomenon, and it gets used again and again the same way. The house is the attraction, the main attraction. People see people grabbing around it. You gravitate to it. You just want to see what's going on. And here's a sample online auction listing. I'd like you to talk about this one and let us know. This is a price auction, Dustin, and how it turned out.
Well, yeah, what we're talking about right now is taking the standard offline round-robin auction that we've been talking about for years and combining it with an online auction at the same time. Well, before I created our auction software that runs on our websites, there was no way to do that. You could have an eBay auction, and you could have your own round-robin auction, but they were totally disconnected. They weren't connected at all.
Yeah.
So I said, how can I connect the two because of all the advantages? With the traditional round-robin auction, it's usually a 14-day sale, which is three weekends, or a 9-day sale, which is two weekends. Or you could do a 5-day sale where it's just one weekend. I always like to do the 14-day auction, so I had plenty of time to get my message out there. That gave me three whole weekends to market my property and make sure hundreds of people actually showed up at the auction, and it works very well. By combining it with the online auction, rather than waiting to the final weekend to actually have an open house and start taking bids, which is over a 2-day period, you could actually back up and start the auction the first day, the first weekend. That way people could see the house online and you could start the bidding. And over those next 2 weeks, the bid would run up and up and up and up. So the day of your open house, you're not sitting there with zero bids. You've already got some bids going on. And it's also a great test of your market to see how your marketing's doing. So if you're into week one and you don't have any online bids going on, you probably need to do some more marketing. So it was a great test as well to see what kind of marketing I was doing was working and what's not.
Oh, yeah.
So when we first came out with their websites, we were simply advertising our online auction, our round robin auction on the website. There was no ability to bid right there online. There is now. And you can still advertise your round robin auctions on your websites, whoever's website you have. But we created what's called an auction upgrade, where you could actually auction the house off right on your website. So the screen you're looking at with the red surrounding the listing is an actual online auction that we have on our website. This is not on eBay, but it's an eBay-like auction. And this was probably a down payment auction. This is a purchase price auction. If you look out there, bidding for the purchase price. So this is a sample listing of what it would look like when you first turn it on. And then you could let people begin to bid and drive the bid up and up and up and up. When it comes down to your round robin auction at the house, you can actually combine the round robin process you do that night over the phone with your online bidders. So your online bidders have the same chance to bid for the house as the people do over the phone, and you merge the two together, and they can compete against one another.
What I like about this also, Dustin, is that the system you customize that we have complete control over, it takes the best of eBay, and it's just a natural progression from eBay to this, because people are so comfortable with eBay bidding online using this system that we control as the seller. It's so key and easy to use. That's what I really like about it. Here's an online auction property page.
Well, the previous page you're on was my properties page that shows all my properties at a glance, because I may have dozens. If I clicked on the property, this is what I'd see. And this is where I can log in and bid. And if I don't have an account yet, I can create one. And by creating an account, they're also joining my buyers list. Okay? So not only creating a login, but they're creating joining my buyers list at the same time. And I can invite these same people to auctions over and over and over again. There's a place where they can read all about the property, property description, read the bidding rules, etc. You can see the starting bid starts at $49,000, and it goes up from there. It's got the times of my open house, and that's the real live open house that we have at the property.
Yeah, and it's from 1 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. So, again, it's not very time intensive. This is so easy. If you're working with a real estate agent, real estate agents are used to this. But even better, real estate agents love the fact that there's traffic coming in. Most real estate agents, when they have open houses, unless they're exceptional marketers, they don't. They hardly even have a trickle. This floors them and thrills them because we do the marketing and they can show up for us. And that's, I like to outsource and delegate. So this is what my broker would do if we did an open house.
Now, you notice the dates on this auction are back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I got that house back.
Oh,
I ended up, well, not great. I ended up doing a lease, a down payment auction.
Yeah.
This example shows purchase price. Ended up doing a down payment auction and got it leased out. So I've got it back recently, meaning the person moved out and I have to do it all over again.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to go up there to Ohio because this house is up in Ohio and I'm down in Georgia now and do another round robin here on this particular property real soon. I'm going to see if I can record the whole thing for you, Stefan.
Yeah, beautiful, Dustin, and this will be just another great up-to-date example. And you even have a buyer's list from before. Who knows, some of those buyers who emailed you might end up buying it.
Well, that is the list is a little bit stale. It's from 2005. It's now 2009, so I'm going to have to go up there and do a little marketing and build that list up pretty quickly. So I'm going to go up there and hang out with my folks and like I said, do this and get it done because since it came back to me, I put it into the MLS with the realtor, and they haven't done anything with it, haven't shown it, haven't done much of anything. So it's one of those cases you just got to do it yourself. So I'm going to start the online auction before I go to Ohio and then go up there. I'm going to do a 14-day auction and then go up there for about a week, visit my folks. So the final week, the final actually 2 weekends of the round robin, I'm going to actually go up and put out signs. So the first week will be strictly online. The second week will be all there in person, putting out signs, putting out flyers, doing that whole bit as well. So I will let you know how it goes.
Yeah, please keep me posted, and I think that's a great learning tool, learning example. And I think, Dustin, you make a great point about what we have to do ourselves. Now, remember, we don't exactly have to do the heavy lifting here. We're talking about the hour we spent thinking and creating the strategy for the marketing and the auction is the most valuable hour of all. Real estate agents in general don't know how to do this, but they will gladly follow our instructions. I'm sure you can get that real estate agent, if you wanted to cooperate with you, help put up signs, show up at your open house if you would choose to employ them.
Not that agent. They're fired. They're done. But we have a lot more resources available at our fingertips than we did back in 2005, especially online. There's so many more places that we can put our property out there and have it seen. Craigslist, eBay, Backpage, online classifieds, blogs. There's so much more we can do these days to get the message out.
Yes.
So before I go up there this time, I'll have a lot better opportunity to market online without being there. But the final week, I'm going to go up there and visit and actually get her done myself.
That it does make sense. I mean, there are times when we really need to be there, and these are some of the key times. Well, what we're doing too is we're just breezing through a few different signs. Here's just an example of a great sign: home for sale, the bidder with highest down payment. You have an 800 number, 24 hours. People go to this website. They own a home ASAP, Dustin. That's your where people can go to log in to participate in the online auction, correct?
Yes, and I want to point out these signs you're showing are all generic. This sign and the next one are both generic signs, meaning there's no address on them. So we use these signs to build our buyers list continuously. If we're putting out signs for buying houses, we're putting out signs for selling houses. Okay, so this is an example of one that's always out there building our list.
Okay, that's a great example of a generic sign. Here's another generic sign.
Exactly. So when people see these and they call or go to the website, they'll see all of our properties that we are actually auctioning off at that moment.
Now, the other benefit I'd say, Dustin, is that ownahomeasap.com, that's a bandit site, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me, we got a little interference here.
Correct.
Ownahome, so a bandit site, this is something that you help provide to your clients where this is not traceable. It provides a little bit extra privacy from the sign police. And,
correct. Correct. Normally, you get into problems with the sign police when you're buying houses, putting out all those yellow signs.
Yeah.
They don't tend to pick on homeowners quite so much. That's why we make these signs when we're selling red and white, because they look like for sale by owner signs.
Yeah.
So you don't get picked on quite as much just by changing colors and saying that you have a house for sale. But in some places, you do get picked on.
Mm-hmm.
So we use these bandit sites, which is an anonymous site. It looks just like a regular site, but it doesn't have our company name on there anywhere. It doesn't have a listed phone number on there anywhere. And the URL itself, the domain name, too, is private and unlisted. So you really can't find out who we are simply by looking at the website.
This is just another benefit I just wanted to bring up to everybody, that there's ways of doing this privately where you protect yourself from potential liability. Doing this one tip can save you $800-$900 in fines from the sign police when all you're doing, you're just selling your home. So for sale by owner, and this is just another layer of protection from the creditors and predators out there. So, you know, we want to protect yourself. This is where a sign gets very specific. You want to mention something about this one, Dustin?
Yeah, and some of them get more specific than this one. This one looks like a for sale by owner sign. It's got the address. It says it can be sold to the bidder with the highest down payment, and they can bid online. So this is an example of the sign we use for that house we just showed you, where people could actually go and bid online. So we were driving people to our website.
Okay. Another example of an online bid flyer, which I like. This is a down payment bid flyer. Any salient points about this one you want us to know?
Yeah, this is the one you showed earlier. But the point I wanted to make was, even though we're looking for somebody with the highest down payment, we never know what we'll get. Somebody may come along and actually want to buy the property. Our intention here was to actually lease option this property, but if somebody comes along and wants to buy cash, we'll sell it to them for cash. And that's exactly what happened on this property. We were doing a down payment auction, and a guy came in to bid who was trying to buy the house across the street. But for whatever reason, he couldn't buy the house across the street, so we sold him ours instead.
Isn't that great?
So you never – that's why we like to advertise, you know, for sale, owner financing, or for lease option, because you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
So you leave the door open.
And by buying correctly, as we teach you, and
exactly,
using these websites, you have all these great options how to sell them. And this is why if you bought right and bought the way we teach, you never, ever need to have a problem selling. Not like the conventional world gets stuck with stuff getting sold. Here at eBay Auction Examples, the reason I'm covering this is because I really want you to understand what eBay can do, why online auctions are such a household name, why they're becoming so popular, and how we can use special advanced technology to go even beyond eBay. Okay, so this is actually a screenshot submitted by one of my students. This is a no-qualifying, no-credit-check rent-to-own, 4-bedroom, 1.5 bathroom. This is an example of a winning bid, $4,100 down, okay? I realize the ad's a bit hard to see, but I want to give you an example of what can be done on eBay. The this is a home in Maryland. So also want to emphasize that this stuff works around the country, in every state, every city, even where you live, as the joke goes. It's a 4-bedroom, 1.5 bathroom. $4,100 is a pretty good down payment. And here you can see some of the bids. And the bid went over, there's 5 bidders and 15 bids, and there actually is an item number here. If the eBay is still available, Dustin, do you know if it's still possible to reference this item number if someone wanted to look up the auction?
Maybe.
It depends. Some of these have a certain lifespan, like a half-life, so this item number may not be available, but this just shows you this is officially done.
Yeah, so this is from last summer, so they might not go back that far.
Okay. And the bid amounts, as you see, they bid up really quickly at the end. It looks like the top 3 bidders at the bottom of the screen start at $3,370 up to $4,100, which is like a 30% gain almost in we're looking at about 8 hours. So this is the way bids go up automatically. And Dustin, your technology lets people bid eBay style, where you set the maximum bid, and your software lets people bids for them based on their instructions, right?
Right. It's called proxy bidding, and that's what eBay does. You put in your maximum price, and you walk away, and the computer will continue to bid for you over the next so many hours. And if it comes to a point where you actually get outbid, then you'll actually get an email saying you've been outbid, and you go back in and put a new bid. But that lets you bid while you're not around. The computer will do it for you.
Online auction bidding results. Let's recap what happened here. Start at $1,367. There was a video tour online. People could inspect it at the property. Here's the beauty of doing an online auction as well. We can actually just take your little flip camera or a little video phone and just do a 360 short video and post it up online. Anytime you can do that, I highly encourage it. Do an interior and exterior. And eBay isn't as easy to do it with, but you can get on Google videos, or I think your technology does, unless people do that too, doesn't it?
Do videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we recommend YouTube.
YouTube is great, yeah.
Because you can take your video, put it up on YouTube, then embed it on your website, embed it on your eBay page. You can take that video and embed it pretty much anywhere and use it over and over again.
So this is the beautiful thing with YouTube and linking to this. And it took 7 days online. You talk about final bidder. $4,100 down. So what made this one work was a low starting bid, great traffic, a clear description, enticing visuals, having best textures and video clips. Always offer irresistible, reasonable terms if you can. And check out other successful online auctions. eBay has a way to do that. You could have sold. And it does take intense marketing offline and online. Now, I want to let you guys know this is not a magic pill. This is not going to be where you just post something online, the home sells automatically for you. I would be doing an injustice to you if I told you it were like that. It will work, but you need to work it. You need to make sure the property is set up correctly. You need to have some signs and get the interior ready to go.
Yeah. You'll notice your example, he had 5 bidders, mm-hmm. and it went from like 1,300 up to 4,100 with only 5 people. Imagine if you drove dozens and dozens of people to that auction, whether it be on your site or eBay or wherever it is. Imagine you drove dozens of people there and really got the bidding going.
And here's a perfect example where, what level do you want to fail at? I could say at one level the student succeeded because he got the house sold, but he would have gotten sold much, much more with much more down. So here's the other example I see intermediate students failing. Don't let good results prevent you from getting even great results. So maybe you've done a few auctions and you think you know what you're talking about. Now is your turn to get it to the next level. If you can sell a house in a reasonable period of time at a reasonable price, now is your turn to upgrade. Now is your chance and your opportunity to upgrade and get faster sales for more money. That's where you need to go next. Okay, so we're talking about combining these systems together, combining the system I'm talking about, my auction system, for along with Dustin's online technology to get the explosive results. Okay, here's one of my eBay auctions. Here was an example of rent-to-own owner will finance, no bank qualifying. The winning bid was $99, and believe it or not, here's an example of a marking that completely flopped because this was a test, but it still worked, okay? I actually use a service for this. This is the first time they've worked with it, and they didn't properly set up the posting and so forth. But what they did do at very least is they put this up online, and I got one bid. The one bid became an applicant that wanted the house. But this was my first online auction using eBay. One thing I didn't have that worked, I had pictures here. A lot of the great descriptions in the pictures. Move-in special, best down payment moves you in by September 30th. People just have a chance to bid and apply. This was a lead generation tool more than just an auction, but eBay put a certain time frame on it, which I found pretty exciting. Now is also time for questions from our listeners. I want to make sure you guys have a chance to ask questions. So, you know, we're going to be open for questions at the same time. And meanwhile, I do want to share the special resource I promised you guys, because I shared you one of my first example using the online auctions, but it's gotten way better since then. The one of our more recent ones, they did about 70 or 80 homes. I'm sorry, 70 or 80 inquiries or registrations we got and calls about the home. And we got our bidding up to a very nice place, and people did apply for it. So you learn as you go, and also giving an example that I had to make a few mistakes before I brought you a perfected example that I know works. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that Dustin and I learn and go and grow through to give you guys the finished product. So that's something to keep in mind about where the value really comes in here. We save you years, months, days, weeks off your learning curve. Here's a special resource, and I want you guys to write this down. So you guys and gals on the call, this company has sold several of my homes with an eBay-style auction. It cost me pennies. Basically, they did all the work, and I just processed the applications and reservation deposit. I value this as $1,000 because that's what it took me in time, money, and investment to find a place that will do this for me. And I'll cover a few benefits of this, too. This is another way, actually, you can link up your homes from eBay into a technology that Dustin will talk about at a future call. But 877-ISoldIt.com, 877-ISoldIt.com. You can also call that number as well. And they'll connect you. This is a national franchise that has offices in every city. Here's the snapshot of it. I'd like you guys to check out. So please check it out if you can.
Now, Stefan, this looks like one of those places that you can carry in some of your household items and have them sell it on eBay.
Yes.
So you're saying they have to do real estate as well.
They actually will do real estate as well. They don't advertise it specifically, but I called them up and said, look, I have a property that I'd like to do. I want you guys to market it and post it the way you do. The advantage is there's credibility. I've seen a few online auctions with eBay not go through because – people weren't sure if it's for real, but this place has a physical presence, and they'll handle the calls and actually process bids. So my agreement with them is I'd give them 20% of my high bid. So this is one great way to get leads and get attention and traffic generated to the property. I think I only pay them $40 or $50 in advertising and marketing. This is just one more way you can add to your marketing repertoire and expose your property. And the real key isn't this place so much that they're going to handle the bids. The key is to have some outsourced system to get your ads posted so then you will get traffic to the house. And just combine it with anything else that you're doing. That's the real key here.
Now you said you paid them, I think I heard you say, $40 in advertising?
I pay them about $40 or $50 to advertise it. That covers their posting fees.
Okay.
And
then you give them a piece of the down payment.
I give them a piece of my down payment. They actually process the down payment and contact the high bidder.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing about eBay is, I know if you have to set up, if you're going to be a seller, you have to set up an account. You were talking about credibility.
Yes.
Well, when you first hold your first auction, it clearly says you've never sold anything before. You have no history, and that goes to your credibility. These guys have probably done, you know, hundreds and thousands of transactions with great success. Therefore, they have a high rating on eBay because they've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
because I pay very careful attention to how the person is rated before I bid, because there's usually a dozen similar products on there for a similar price.
Yes.
So I make sure when I'm bidding, I'd rather pay more with a reputable source than pay less for somebody I don't know.
Which is where the credibility comes in. And here, these are some of the disadvantages of eBay as well. While I'm giving you a website you can use immediately and put to use, this is not giving you ultimate control like the technology that that Dustin uses and is going to teach about in a separate series here. But I wanted to give you guys some of the background. This stuff does work on eBay. You need credibility. And having a website that, you know, for example, Dustin's websites with auctions has the credibility because it's all in one place. You know, you're an established seller. You have your own reputation because we have testimonials. You have buyers in the buyers list. You have it set up correctly. And that's one thing this has that this doesn't have. All right, so let's just see. We might have a few questions here.
Yeah, okay. We got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use the MLS to market your auctions? Besides the flyers, signs, how do you attract real estate agents?
We have used MLS with in conjunction with the real estate auctions, simply by offering a starting payment and having we have done an auction where we offered the high a down payment auction with the MLS where we offered it at the high price and said best down payment gets it. All offers considered, but seller will consider rent to own. So we're making a very informal style. That was just one more piece of the puzzle. How else would I attract? Did I attract my broker? Well, my broker, because I work with him, he could probably post that flyer up. He has access to other real estate agents. He could probably do a blast to other real estate brokers and let them know about it. How much did I pay? I sold it was the question. Well, I mentioned before that I paid about $40 or $50 in upfront advertising fees to get it listed, which is more of their hard costs, covers their time and effort. And I asked to pay about 20% of the back end on the down payment. So they have sold cars before, and they have sold cars and large equipment. I think they charge 20 or 30% of the entire inventory that's sold. So if the car sells for $5,000, they may charge 30% and get it with the seller. But as the price of the value of the product goes up, their back end fee goes less because it's just more dollars in their pocket for the same effort.
Yeah, I doubt they charge 30% for the purchase price of a house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, quadruple what a realtor would get. That wouldn't even make sense.
Yes.
But you sound like you negotiated with them.
Yeah, I negotiated with them because we were testing it out, and it worked out pretty well. We had the question come in, what is the best, which kind of auctions work best? Quite frankly, down payment auctions work the best. Down payment auction gives us the most flexibility. Well, you have the flexibility of renting to own and the convenience of someone can get into a house right away with having control over the price and getting the home sold without the disadvantages of a renter, which is they don't really take care and give the pride of ownership as someone who expects to own the house. It is possible to start the opening bid too low. That was another comment. People do ask, why is it so low? What's wrong with it? How do you know how low is too low? Well, not everyone's going to like this answer, but I say test. If too many people are saying it's too low, either your credibility is not enough or your price really is too low. So I like to start between 50 and 70% of what I anticipate the highest bid to be for down payments. I started bids as low as $100 down. I've also started between $550 and $750 down. I'd like to keep it under $1,000 because that's just psychologically people, when something hits over $1,000, it just feels more expensive to people. So I've had less resistance on down payment bids. In fact, people hardly ever ask about the price. They're too busy wanting to get the house as long as they have the price well justified. Anything else to add on that?
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of I've been asked before, why is the price so low? What's wrong with the property?
Yeah.
I tend to start them slightly above 50%, especially in this market. All these foreclosures on the market, they're expecting to buy some of these foreclosures, really cheap,
yeah.
50 cents on the dollar. So it's not so unusual these days. as it was back when I first started doing auctions. So when they say, you know, what's wrong with the house, that's why I like to have the home inspector report laying right there on the counter, or the most recent appraisal to prove to them that there's absolutely nothing wrong with the house. We're starting it low to get you in here, and I've told them that many times. I started the bid low, otherwise you wouldn't have called, otherwise you wouldn't have shown up.
Yeah, honesty is actually the best policy in auctions like this. People know the story, and honestly, if someone is asking you why is it so low, it's a good objection, the fact that you're hearing it. You have a chance to address it. It's better to address the objection before and frequently asked questions. We do have a buyer packet, a bidder packet we give, and I've actually pre-addressed that question, why is it so low? So they don't have to ask me. In marketing, that's always best. That's what Dan Kennedy would say. How do we pre-qualify our online bidders? Well, we do have to give them a chance to apply for the house, fill out an application. We do that through the website or have fax in an application form that we have our mortgage broker look at. How do we go through? If a high bidder wins, how do we have them go through with the sale? Well, if they do win, we do grab their down payment, have them fill out a reservation form, and fill out an application at the time. If they don't qualify, we have several different options. I mean, we either let them know what's going on. I'm sorry, this highest bid was subject to owner approval, and we can't approve you at this point. But I give them a few different options, or I release them and go with the second person and just go down my list. Remember, if you did your auction correctly, you might have 10 or 20 bidders, and the next highest bidder is just a few $100s underneath the high one. And they'll be eager to hear from you. So they're glad to hear about that.
Yeah, we always tell them we're taking backup offers just in case. And I've on several times I've sold to the second and third highest bidder because the first bidder backed out for some reason or couldn't get qualified.
Yeah. Using our auction system and websites, what are the three main ways we are driving traffic to websites and phones? One of my first ways, I never forget, I always post an ad. So I'm going to put that one as one of my first ways, Dustin. An ad is one of the first ways I attract new traffic. What about you, Dustin? What are your top two or three ways to attract callers and leads into your stuff?
Well, I still rely heavily on local marketing in and around the house, mm-hmm. meaning the neighborhood around the house where mm-hmm. people – because I want to find someone, I want to find a neighbor to tell their neighbor that, hey, come move into this house. You can live right up the street for me. Or family members or realtors that live in the area. So I like to use flyers and bandit signs really, really heavy in the area.
Yeah.
In addition to flyering, like I said, local parking lots and supermarkets and Home Depots and things like that. Local apartment complexes. Hey, why pay rent when you can own? And in addition to online marketing, you know, blogging, posting ads on Craigslist, Backpage, and other sites like that. And, of course, we still do post ads in the classified ads section of some of the local papers or some of the for-rent-type magazines that mm-hmm. you see at the store when you're walking out the door.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Those are great favorites. So I mentioned ads for ourselves. Internet marketing is the second one, which will involve Craigslist, and we're also looking at Google optimization as well, as search engine optimization, either paid or free, which is another great module that is worth delving into here. And the other way is signs. Signs always drive traffic. Local marketing, local traffic is where you're going to get buyers too, and you don't want to forget that. I've gotten homes pre-sold on signs.
Absolutely.
So a neighbor across the street calls up their uncle or someone else they want to live. Talk about communities that have no sign ordinances is what you do. Well, no sign ordinances are interesting because I don't always buy that they are no sign ordinances. What I like to do is have myself or preferably a broker or my assistant call up the community and find out what really does and does not work. I find it hard to believe that it's absolutely no sign. Often, especially a broker can put up a certain sign. And the broker can do things in compliance. So find what can be done and do it. A broker could simply put an arrow house for auction with a website. A broker can maybe do something a private owner can't. What the other option can be done is you know, if someone's very risque, just put up the signs for a few hours. And especially because we're only doing an open house for a few hours, the signs may not be the best way to do it. And then we just compensate with other marketing.
Yeah.
It depends on your risk level. That's the way we've done it, and I'd answer the question. What about you, Dustin? Any suggestions?
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission. However, in certain locations, certain townships, you can actually get a permit and put out signs for a weekend or a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And it's no charge. Sometimes there's a small fee. It depends. But you can actually have permission to put out your signs. Other times, you can put them on private property, get permission from the person that lives on the corner house, if you can put a sign up there for a few days. Other times, you just do it and see what will happen. Normally, if it's the first time you've ever done it and you get caught, they'll normally just slap you on the wrist and say, don't do that anymore. So you just got to have to experiment and find out for yourself.
Well, I like your suggestion about getting a permit. I think a combination of finding what the CCNR, the community code restrictions, say, plus getting a permit somewhere or researching that, then you can evaluate your options intelligently and decide, can I do this, get through a permit or fit within these restrictions or guidelines, or do I have to go a little bit creative here, shall we say, and ask for forgiveness? So just to get really informed what the risks and advantages are. And, in general, I have not found communities especially problematic, especially when you're going to do this just for one weekend. It's often when there's ugly signs forever. But the advantage of an auction is it's going to be gone in a few hours, people. So just bear with us.
Yeah. And another thing, I don't know if you notice it where you live, Stefan, but there's a lot of restaurants out that are really hurting right now because of the economy.
Yeah.
And I see them hiring kids to walk up and down busy streets carrying a sign. It could be a sign on a big stick. It could be a banner, or it could be one of those ones they wear. It's like kind of like a teepee. It goes over their shoulders. There's a sign on front. There's a sign on back, and they just walk up and down the street. I've been seeing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
So you could actually hire a kid, or kids, plural, to just walk around on the street corner or up and down some busy intersections with your sign for a few hours the day you're doing your open house.
Good question. That's a good answer, I'd say. And I'm looking at another question, excuse me, here. I see on a down payment auction, when and how do you disclose the price? I do it as soon as possible, quite frankly. The ad I do, I'm getting less and less, picky on getting the ad very detailed in the newspaper. I know some of the original ads Dustin and I did and studied with were very detailed, but I just say down payment auction, $300 to $200 starting bid, best down payment gets it, and a phone number and a website, and I have more information. But I disclose the price very early on, and in my auction system, I discuss ways of how to price the home correctly and samples, more samples of auction pricing that are important to consider. We did have a question about brokers. Brokers claim they need a commission to have an auctioneer's license. How do you get around this issue? Educate brokers that they don't need auctioneer's license. This is an interesting question. I'm glad it's being asked. It is a good question. It depends on how we're posting it. There's a few different ways of answering this. I have a local auctioneer I'm working with. If I really need to auction a property auctioneer style, I will use him. He's the guy who actually stands on stage. I've seen him auction boats, cars, equipment. It's hysterical. I mean, the guy is a literal trip because you go 100, 100, 200, 200, 300, 300, 400, sold, and that's a conventional auctioneer. But when we're just offering the house and saying best offer gets it, that is an area where it's not a traditional auction. I just call it we're just doing a competitive open house where we're looking at the best possible offer. And can you help us with this or not? And I have not found objection from a broker when I'm putting it that way. But if I'm saying I'm doing a real estate auction, they'll probably get confused. What might be some ways of getting around that or educating them? I'd bring them over. I'd show them all the documents I'm using and asking them perhaps to show it to their broker and to see if they can do it in compliance. It also is a hunt to find the right vendor. So someone who is telling you reasons why they can't do something may not be the right fit. I do like working with people who tell me, well, look, I don't think it works this way, but if we do this or that, we can make it work. I like yes people. I don't simply like people who will tell me it won't work. I want people to tell me it won't work this way, but here's how you can make it work. But I will not, under any circumstance, give up my auction system because I know it works. So there has to be a way with a broker that we can find a match, or, you know, we'll have to find elsewhere. So it really is a combination of finding a vendor who's willing to work with you. They may have you tweak your documents or terms a little bit, finding someone who's willing and open, or finding someone completely different. That's my suggestion or advice. Not legal advice, but suggestion. What other thoughts do you have, Dustin?
Well, I'm just reading the question here. It says, the brokers I've approached about doing the auctions all claim that the real estate commission requires them to have an auctioneer's license. Well, the realtor is not doing the auction. You are the round robin auction, or the computer is, or eBay is. You know what I'm saying?
They're bringing the bidders.
They're just bringing in a buyer and giving a bid, which is what they do. They submit offers. So all they're doing is submitting you an offer.
And that's a really good point to clarify. In no way have I ever asked a real estate agent to run my round robin sale. I always control it, or I have the website control it, or have someone in staff control it. So I really never had a realtor call everybody back. So that's one way I stay clear of it. And again, you know, it depends on your broker. Also, you can even contact your local auctioneer. My auctioneer is actually licensed as a broker, so there's a way I can work with him that way. But I haven't had to. And you running your auction is fun. I mean, honestly, the owner is the person who has to look at the offers and decide if they're going to take them anyway. That's not the job of a broker to do. So you are the marketing experts here. That is your highest paid job that will set you financially free. And this is simply a highly charged turbo marketing event. And I don't know if we're going to have much more time for questions, Dustin. In fact, I think we're out of time.
I got one more. We are out of time, but I do have one more.
Okay.
And it said, from your experience, which works best for you, down payment, highest rental offer, or the purchase price auction?
Okay, I think we covered that before. Down payment is hands down my best experience because it combines the advantages of flexibility of getting to home quickly with renting without the disadvantages and gets me the highest possible price. Better often than simply a price competition because people don't worry about the credit, you know? What about you, Dustin?
I was going to say the down payment is my favorite because credit's usually not an issue, and they all have some cash. They all, if they're going to buy a house, expect to put some cash down unless they just have immaculate credit. So they're used to that. They can bid it up to what they feel comfortable with. Often when you're doing the down payment auction, retail buyers will come along and buy the house. So it's kind of like an all-in-one.
Yeah,
because a down payment auction literally could be a retail auction, a down payment auction, and a first-time home buyer auction, kind of all in one because you never know who's going to walk in the door.
Yeah. And to borrow from a lovely movie we all know and love, life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Right.
And we're maximizing your chances for that. Now, here's the other thing. We did not possibly cover everything we could want to cover in a single hour.
Are you kidding? No way.
Probably go a week and still give you more information and keep empowering you. What you've gotten is a taste of more to come. And we left this as a very informal, conversational style to give everyone a sample of what's possible here and to get you inspired and excited. But there's actually a lot more. And if you think this is it, you're really missing the most important part, which is we have some special advanced technology to teach you about that will make this more automated and easy than you can ever imagine and put you in complete control of your auctioning, of your bidding process, and get it automated so you're not the one having to do it bit by bit. So, Dustin, why don't you give people a preview of coming attraction of the next of our upcoming webinar where you're going to be one of the experts and a little bit about what we're going to cover.
Well, we're just going to dive deeper into what we've been talking about tonight. Tonight we're talking about why you need to learn how to do round-robin auctions and why this is probably the best time in history to actually do auctions. We can buy houses cheaper than ever before, but everybody's really, really nervous about getting them sold. So by having the auction in your bag of tricks, you'll be able to sell your houses faster than you ever thought possible. So this call is about why you need to do auctions. Our next call will be about how we'll go into greater detail about how you actually start doing these auctions. We'll start with the basics and get more advanced towards the end of the call. We're going to show you how to do them offline, the traditional round-robin auction, as well as doing the online auction that our websites do.
And so, we'll be special. Yeah, exactly. We're going to give you we're going to guide you in how to do them offline and then focus on the special online technology that's not available anywhere else. Probably the country's best system I've seen for getting a home auctioned round robin style online using the special technology that you have, Dustin. And you know, I've known you and work with you since about, well, it's been about 5 or 6 years now. You keep improving it and making it the latest and greatest and cutting edge and staying ahead of the curve, which is what we all need to have in our back pocket to stay ahead of the curve and to get the lion's share of the profits, which is what we all deserve, which is what all of you deserve. And we're looking forward to sharing that with you.
Absolutely. So that'll be our next call, which will be the first Monday of July.
Mm-hmm. So until then, everybody, happy auctioning. Write down your questions. Write down any thoughts you have. Send them over to us so we can incorporate them into the next call and get ready for the next call, because we will blow your mind away with what we're going to be sharing with you about how to take all of this to the next level in a way that's so easy and effortless, you're going to laugh. So thanks again, everybody. Thank you, Dustin, and happy auctioning.
Hey, good night, everybody. Thank you, and God bless.